This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our bonus content like videos with Mauro Getty, the founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. Oak tree regeneration attributed to forgetful squirrels. While it might be frustrating for squirrels to lose their carefully hidden nuts, it can be beneficial for other organisms. In particular, it can help the forest itself. A study done at the University of Richmond cites that squirrels fail to recover up to 74% of the nuts they bury. This misplacing of so many acorns, the study says, is likely responsible for oak forest regeneration. When squirrels misplace these buried acorns, they allow for these seeds to eventually grow into full oak trees. Eastern grey squirrels in particular bury their nuts far and wide, and this forgetfulness is important to the growth of the forest as it allows the genetic information to spread far. What seemed like an innocuous scavenger hunt is actually part of an infinitely intricate ecosystem in our forests. World's first magic mushroom trial to be launched in Australia. Australia is launching the first psilocybin trial to monitor the effects of combating anxiety and depression. Psilocybin is a naturally occurring psychedelic found in certain species of fungi, often referred to as magic mushrooms. The trial for this controlled substance is going ahead as a result of Monash University working with Iconex Healthcare. Researchers are currently seeking to recruit 72 participants for the trial. This will include psilocybin sessions alongside a program of specialized psychotherapy from qualified mental health care workers. The researchers working on this trial are currently undergoing extensive training that will help to incorporate another world first, which is the option for them to receive psilocybin under controlled conditions themselves. Trial leader and head of clinical psychedelic research at Monash, Dr. Linnie Taskey, said that this is a solid step in the development of what we hope will be a highly effective treatment for people suffering under the weight of severe anxiety. France introduces legislation to protect bookshops from Amazon. France is moving to set a minimum price for book deliveries in a bid to stop what the government has called distorted competition. This is in response to the fact that companies such as Amazon deliver books for as little as 1 cent. Initially, French law banned free book deliveries, but when Amazon and other big online companies managed to avoid this by charging a single cent for shipping, legislation had to be introduced in order to combat it once again. In 2019, more than 20% of the 435 million books sold in France were bought online. However, bookshop owner Anne Hellman experienced a sharp rise in customers since the pandemic began. She said children wanted fantasy books, adults wanted novels and the classics, particularly stories about viruses and the apocalypse. There has been a newfound enthusiasm for buying locally and supporting independent bookshops. It's seen as the virtuous thing to do. Amazon responded saying this new legislation would weigh on the purchasing power of consumers and affect readers in small towns and rural areas. But French politicians argued that people who buy books online typically live in big cities and urban areas, while independent bookshops were present in rural areas in France. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Abraham Olabegi. A 13-year-old boy who was born with a rare blood disease. Without a bone marrow transplant, Abraham's condition may have been fatal, but 1 year on, the Mississippi teen has received a transplant, and after chemotherapy, his prognosis is looking promising. During his illness, Abraham qualified for Make-A-Wish, an organization that makes the dreams of extremely ill children come true. However, Abraham opted to pass along positivity for others. He asked Make-A-Wish to help coordinate with local organizations to feed up to 80 homeless people on a monthly basis. Before his illness, Abraham and his family volunteered in their community, handing out hot meals to the homeless. He said, "It was always a good thing to do, and that's what I grew up doing. So I go back to my roots to do what I was taught to do." This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Head Stuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, why not give the CineStream Club a go? A film podcast where Trevor Brown and regular cine streamers Edwin Salmon and Andrea Farrell watch movies that mean a lot to people and put them to the test to see if they deserve a place in the coveted CineStream vault.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Ed.
And I'm Andrea.
And we are
the CineStream Club,
where we take a movie
that society deems a classic
and put it to the CineStream test,
where we ask all the tough questions like,
does this movie make any sense?
Why isn't Tom Hanks in this movie?
How many sandwiches are in this film?
What kind of watches are people wearing?
Was that sex scene really necessary, says my mother?
What trivia does Trev know in Trev's Trivia?
What trivia do I know in Trev's Trivia?
That's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah. All these questions and more will be answered every fortnight in the CineStream Club.
Available from wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Do you have a place in your mind that you can go to relieve stress? A place just for you when you have a moment to yourself. Visualizations of a happy place within your mind can help you calm down and restore some balance. This technique can't get rid of your problems, but it can put you in a more positive state in order to deal with issues you might face. It's useful to start by removing yourself from a stressful situation before trying some relaxation methods like deep breathing or meditation. At this point, you can move your mind to a more relaxed setting in your mind, like a beach or a forest. If you find your mind wandering, don't worry. Just return your attention to your happy place and allow it to soothe your mind. So keep this in mind the next time you find yourself in a stressful scenario, or simply find that your thoughts are drifting towards stressful problems. Don't allow your negative thoughts to get out of hand and overwhelm you. Take a mental vacation to your happy place. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.